Now he says, Eis Oretz Lomali. So why does the Pesach have to say Eis Oretz? So let it just say Eis HaShemayim. Why does it have to say Eis Oretz? So Lahatim Shemayim Loretz. To put the word Shemayim before Oretz. Lahatim Shemayim Loretz. Shrasha Lahatim Shemayim Loretz. Diloik Siv Eis Havamina Ka'achas Nivro. They were created together. Heis Breshabolakim Eis HaShemayim Loretz. What do they mean together? You can't call it together. Therefore, it says the word "ace" to put one before the other. To say now that Hashem first created the Shemayim and then He created the Oretz. Then the pasuk says, "V'Oretz Ha'isa Sayiv Voyu," and the world was empty. So Mar says, "Michti Ba'Shemayim Aschu Bereshin." First it says, "Bereshis Barukim Ace Hashemayim." First, it starts off with the Shemayim. Maishno the kochoshiv mais oritz. How come now in the second pasuk it starts talking about the oritz first before the shemayim? It starts right away saying the oritz chayso soyiv avoyu. Like how come it left over shemayim and went to the oritz? Tzmura says Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel. Moshul lemelech basav adam. It's a moshul, an example to a king. Sheomar liyavodav hashkimo lepischi. He told his servants, I want you to wake up early in the morning and come to my door early in the morning. Hishkim, so he got up early. The king also got up early to see who's there by his door. And he found out there are ladies and men there. Noshim v'yanoshim. Is Lami Mishabeach, who did the king give special praise to? Lami Shein Darker Lahashkim. Hishkim, to the people like ladies that are not a derech, they're not used to getting up early, and they got up early, they get a bigger yashikoyach. So here also, when Hashem called like the Shemayim Voritz, the Shemayim was easy to come, but the Oritz was harder for it to come. But since Hashem now is giving praise back to the Oritz, that's why it says the second pasuk about the Oritz. So Rashi says, "Lemi Shein Dark Ol Hashkim Vishkim." Misalchi Nami, the same thing here. To Kara La Shemayim Tchila. First Hashem called to the Shemayim, Heavenly Oritz Ein Dark Ol Hashkim. Therefore, Oritz is not called; it's not normal for it to come early. Another thing, Chikomaisi Eretz Misunim. Whatever happened by the world created happened slowly. Umaisa Shemayim B'mehiris. What Hashem created the Shemayim was very fast. And now that the Oris was created right after the Shemayim, that's why Hashem started to talk about the Oritz right away. Like it gets the biggest Shemach to Oritz over the Shemayim. Right, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oy lahem labriyos sheroyos v'einon yodas, that to these people in the world we see, but we don't know marois, we don't know what we see. Oym dois, we're standing on something. V'ein yodos amai hein oym dois, and we don't know what we're standing on. So as we don't know what's doing in this world, we're on this world, and we don't know everything about this world. Ha'oretz ama oymedes, what is this world standing on? Al Hamudim, on pillars, standing on pillars. Shenemar the pasuk says, Hamargiz Eretz Mkoymai, Hashem will shake the ground from its place, V'yamudeha Yis Palotzun, and its pillars would also shake. So you see, the world is standing on pillars. Hamudim, what are the pillars standing up by? Al Hamoyim, on the water. Shenemar the pasuk says, L'roi Koretz Al Hamoyim, Hashem threw the earth on top of the Mayim, Mashmet's held up by water. Mayim, what is the water held up by? Alohorim, on the mountains. Shenemar, Alohorim, Yamdu Mayim. On top of the mountains are going to be the water. And Horim, who's holding up the mountains? Beruach, by the wind. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ki hine yoitzer Horim, uboire Ruach. Hashem created Horim, the mountains, and He also created the Ruach, the wind. And Ruach Besorah. And who's taking care of the ruach of the wind? That's Bisarma, that's with a storm. Sarma means the strong winds. Shenem the pasuk says, ruach sa'ora, like a strong, stormy wind. Oise devaroi, that does what it does Hashem's words. Sa'ora, who takes care of the stormy winds? Sa'ora, teluya bizroyesh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's totally hanging by the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem mitachas royes olam. So comes everything boils down as under the strength of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what this world is held up by. One over under the other. Ude chacham oimrim, the chacham say, al yud beis amudim oimris. This world is held up by 12 pillars. Shenem the apostle says, Yatzev gvulois amin lemispar b'nei Yisroel. Shem I put the pillars of the world, the mispar, the number of b'nei Yisroel, 12 shvatim. V'yeshonim, some say, zayin amudim. There are 7 pillars holding up the world. Shenemar chotzva mudeo shiva. Like the mudeo, the pillars of the world are 7. Rebbe Lezer ben Shmuel oimer al omud echot. So the whole world is standing up on 1 pillar. The tzaddik shmoi, the name of this pillar is tzaddik. Shenemar, the posuk says, v'tzaddik yisoid olam. Tzaddik, that's the yisoid of the whole world, that's like the foundation of the whole world, that's a tzaddik. Tzaddik means somebody, he's a shalut over his yetzer. He does what he wants and not listens to the yetzer. He's a ruler over the yetzer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shnei rekiyim hein. There are 2 types of rekiyas, 2 types of shemayim, and upstairs there are 2 rekiyas. Shenem Apostle says, hein la shem lekech la shemayim u'shmei ha-shemayim. A double lotion, there's shemayim, and there's the shmei ha-shemayim. There are 2 types of skies in shemayim. Resh Lakish Amar Shiva. Resh Lakish says, no, there are 7 different types of skies. V'yelu hein, these are the names of the 7 shemayims. V'loin, like a curtain. Rekia, another one. Shchokim, like clouds, another one. Zavul, a high place, another one. Moin, like you live. Machoin, that's the foundation. And Arovis, that's another Shemayim. There's 7 different Shemayims upstairs. Now, Vilon, what's the first Shemayim of Vilon? Eino Meshamesh Klum, really doesn't do anything. Elo Nichna Shachris V'yotzei Arvis. It goes in the morning and comes out at night. U'mechadesh b'chol yoy ma'isa b'reishis. And every day it makes over the ma'isa shemayim, the ma'isa b'reishis. Rashi says, Nichna Shachris means the teich tikoi v'yor nira. It goes down into orbit, but because of that, there's light is you could see. V'yotzei Arvis, metikoi, u'mespashet l'matim in or. And means at night time it goes under the sun, it covers up the sun. For Yoylam Choshech, because of the Shemayim of Vilon that covers over the sun, that's why the world becomes dark at night. That's all this Vilon does. It's like a curtain. At night time it covers as a curtain over the sun, it's dark, and by daytime it takes away its curtain, its light. So Rashi says, V'zeh chidush v'maiseh b'reishis b'chol yoyim. That's why it makes over Ma'aseh Bereishis every day. There's light and there's darkness. That's because of the Shemayim called Vilon. Shenem Manaposik says, Ha'noite kadoik, spread out like a doik means like a Vilon, like a curtain. Shemayim v'ayim tochem koyel l'shoves. And he stretches it out to live on. Rashi, kadoik means Uriah, like a type of a curtain. Alma yeh Shemayim shein misham shem elatash mishuriah frusa. The type of a Shemayim, all it does is just like a curtain, just spreads out. Then the second one is called Rekia. What's the Rekia? Sheboi Chama Ulevona Koychovim Mazolos Kvuyin. That's where the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the Mazolos are there. They're in the Shemayim called the Rekia. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Vayitein Oysa Melokim Berekia HaShemayim. Hashem put them, the Koychovim, the Shemesh, the Nireach, Berekia HaShemayim. So Rekia, that's the place where the stars and the moon and sun is. Shchokim, what's the third type of a Shemayim called? The Shchokim, Sheboi Rechayim, Rechayim Oimdois. That's where there's a grinder there. For Tzaychonis Mon LaTzadikim. And it grinds up Mon to give to the Tzadikim. Shenem HaRaposik says, Vayitzav Shchokim Imal, V'dalse Shemayim Sach, V'ayamter Aleyim Mon Lechol. That there's the Shchokim, that Hashem opened up the delos there, the door there, and it came down Mon to eat. So the Mon is there in the Shemayim called Shchokim. There's like a grinder there where Hashem grinds up to send down the Mon. Zavul, what's the fourth one? Zavul, Sheboi Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim Lamala, the Yerushalayim in Shemayim. That's in the Shemayim called Zavul. Sheboi Yerushalayim Ubeis Amigdash. Mizbeach Bonu, there's a base of Mikdash there and a Mizbeach there in the Yerushalayim Lamala. Michoel Hasar HaGodol Oymed Umakrib Olav Korban. And Michal, this Malach, Michal, the Sar HaGodol, he's the Kayan there, he's Makrib Korbanus. Shenem HaPosik says, Bono Bonisi Beizvul Lechoin Mochon Neshiftucho Oylamin.
So the kitzur is this pasuk that in this zvul is the Beit Hamikdash of Lamala. And minolam yikra shemayim. How do we know this zvul is called shemayim? To yichsev ha-beit mishemayim rei mizvul kot shecho v'safatecho. So he also says mishemayim and mizvul, that the zvul is also called one of the shemayims. Right, number five is ma'ayin. What's ma'ayin? Place of living. Sheboi kitoi shemal chaya shoros. That's where the malachim stay. Shoim rois shira balayla. They say shira, they praise Hashem at night. And they're quiet by daytime. If they quiet them, show Yisrael. They want to give cover to Klai Yisrael. Like Klai Yisrael says, Shira to Hashem by Yoim. So when we're saying Shira, they keep quiet. Rashi says, B'chashoich, if they quiet them, show Yisrael, Shemekalsin by Yoim. Klai Yisrael gives Shvach, gives praise to Hashem at daytime. Therefore, in Shemayim, the Malachim are quiet. But at nighttime, that's when they say Shira. Shneimer pasuk says Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasnoi Uvalayla Shira Imi. That at night time they're saying Shira. So that's this moin. That's this place in the Shemayim that the Malachim stay and say Shira at night. Amar Resh Lakish Kol Oisei Ba Torah Balayla. Whoever learns Torah at night time is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olam Chutcha Chesed Bayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts upon this person a chut, a stripe of Chesed on him by day. Shneimer, but this pasuk that says Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasdoi, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu with Mitzava by day, it's Chesed. He'll give you a Chut Shal Chesed by day. Umatam, what's the reason? Umatam Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasdoi. What's the reason why at daytime Hashem will give you this Chut Shal Chesed? Mishum Uvalayla Shira Imi. Because at nighttime you were saying Shira means you were learning Torah. Whoever learns Torah at night, it's a special thing, Hashem puts a chut shel chesed on you by daytime. Omer Rab Levi, Yavik the army, something like this. Omer Rash Lokish, Kol Oisek Ba Torah B'Olam Hazeh, whoever learns Torah on this world, Shul Doim L'Laila, this world is Doim tonight, it's Choshech, it's blind here. Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olam Chutcha Chesed Olam Abo. A person will be zeichet to have this chut, this stripe of chesed on you in Olam Abo. Shudoyim Ala Yoyim. Olam Abo is doyim to light, to or. There we'll see the truth, we'll see the real Yoyim. Shunemar our posit that says, Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi Uvalayla Shirimi. Same thing, why do you have chesed by Yoyim by day in Olam Abo? Because you said Torah, Balayla in this world. I'm a Rebbe Levi. Kol ha'poisik medivrei Torah. Whoever stops goes away from learning Torah. V'yoisik medivrei sicha, and he stam talk, stam sicha, stam dvor matelim, stam goes to talk, is ma'achilu noisoi gachalei resomin. His oynish is they make him eat burning hot coals. Shenem and apostle says in Iyov, ha'koitfim ma'luach a'alei siach, v'sherish resomin lachmon. That because of the siyah, because of this talk in vain that they had, they gave him resom and lachm when they had to eat boiling hot coals. Now for the Maru, we know that the Ikri Shemayim, how do we know that this Moin is called Shemayim? Good, that's the place where the Malachim are, but how do we know it's also called Shemayim? Shenem and the Pasuk says, Ha'ashkifa Memoim Kotchecho Min HaShemayim. Ma'ashma Min HaShemayim goes in Memoin. Moin is also called like the Shemayim. Right, the next one is called Mechoin. That's the sixth one. What's Mechoin? Sheboi, Oitzroi, Shelek, V'Oitzros, Borod. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu has his Oitzer, he hides there. He has his warehouse of snow, of hail, V'Aliyah, Tloyim, Royim. Because these are the things that Hashem brings down in this world for punishment. In other words, that's the Shemayim that Hashem stores his ammunition where he gives punishment to the people in this world that do bad things. Who are then is Tloyim Royim, that the bear do there, Valias, Agolim, and strong waves, the Chadorah shall Soifa, Sorob, the bear winds there, storms there, Umarah shall Kitor, there's a Mara of smoke there. For thou so Sayim Esh, and the doors are made out of fire. Shenem and Apostle says, Yiftach Hashem Mechos at Sori Atoiv. Hashem will open up his Oitzer Atoiv. Fred Gemara, Hani, Brikias, Nayu, these things are only in the Shemayim. Hani be ours now, they're also in this world also. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Hallelujah, Hashem in Oretz. We praise Hashem from this world. Taninim, the great fishes, V'chol toimois, eishu vorod, sheleg v'kito, ruach soro, oise devoroi. All these things are in the orbits on this world. There's eish, there's fire, there's borrowed hail and snow, and kiter and smoke and storms. So what do you say? It's only in this mechayim. It's in the Shemayim, it's on this world also. So Moran says, Enechnam, Yom Rav Yehuda, that Omar Rav, that David, Bikesh Aleyim, Rachamim, Vaharidom Loretz. David HaMelech was Mizbakish, David to Hashem, to take it down from the mechayim, from the Shemayim, mechayim, to bring these things down to the Oretz. Why? What do you want these things to come down to this world for? Omri said like this, Omar Lafon, Rivoyne Shalom, Loi Kel Chofetz Roshata, you're not Hashem that wants bad. Lo Yegurcha B'Megurcha Ra, nothing bad should be in your Mogur, where you live in Shemayim, you shouldn't have these bad things there, these punishments there. Tzadik Ato Hashem, Lo Yoga B'Megurcha Ra, that you're a tzadik, and Shemayim should only have good things, not bad things. Therefore, after double his mispal, Hashem brought down this union of the Sheleg and the Geshem. He brought it down to Boretz. Rashi says, "Yeloyigurcha etzlochoy." You shouldn't have these bad things by you. So there was no stira. First it was in Shemayim. Then after Dovra Melech Tfila, it came down Boretz. For the Gemara, we know the Yikur Shemayim. How do we know that Mechoyim is called Shemayim? The Yisiv, the Pasuk says, "V'ata tishma Shemayim Mechoyim Shiftecha." That the Shemayim Mechoyim should listen. Mashma Mechoyim is also called the Shemayim. Finally, the seventh one is called Aravos. How do we know what's in the Aravos? Shevoi Tzedek Mishpat Utzdoka. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu has, is Midah of Tzedek there, of Mishpat and Tzedaka. Ginzei Chayim is the hidden of life, the Ginzei Shalom, the hidden of peace, the Ginzei Brocha, the hidden of Brocha, Unishmosan Shal Tzadikim, that's where the Neshamas of the Tzadikim are, all the way up in the top Shemayim. The Ruchais, Unishamai Shasili Boris. And who are then the Ruchais, found the Shadim, the Ruchais, and who are then the Neshamais that are going to be born. Rashi says Ruchas Neshamis, Rashi says Chod, you know. It's one thing. For Ruchas Neshamis, it's one thing. Yesh Meforashim Ruach, Hiya Neshamu Asuyi Betzmus HaGuf. Neshama, that's Neshima. The Ruach, that's the Guf, and the Neshama, that's this wind that goes into you. Vaita Vetal Shosa Kosh Baruch Lach Yiz Ben Esim. There's also a special do in that Shemayim called Arovois, that a mitzvah Hashem is going to use to make tchias amesim with. Now, tzedek u'mishpat, how do we know the Siddur Pasuk says, tzedek u'mishpat mechayim kistecha. It's upstairs in Shemayim. Stoker d'chsiv, ayubah stoker kishuyin. Ginzei chayim d'chsiv, ki imcho mekor chayim. Ginzei shom d'chsiv, ayikro le Hashem sholem. Ginzei brocha d'chsiv, yisa brocha meis Hashem. Nishmosat shal tzadikim d'chsiv, for hoysa nefesh adoyne tzrura b'sura chayim. Mashma that the neshamis es Hashem, the tzorah, the hidden, the upstairs by Hashem. B'tzorah ha'chayim es Hashem ulekechiyah. Ruchos neshamis shoshu liboros, how do we know the siv? Ki ruach melefon layatav. O neshamis an yasisi. Kodesh Baruch himself makes the nesham means these things are in front of Hashem. Tal. Shosra Kodesh Baruch lachis v'meisim. How do we know this tale, this do, that Hashem is going to use him as Hashem to make tchias and meisim? The Chassid Pasuk says, Geshem nedovo is tonif, Elohim nach losko, v'nilo ato kananto shom. So kitzur, this after Hashem is Geshem, Hashem is going to make us break up with, this tchias and meisim is also in the Shemayim. Vaiter shom oifanim usrofim chayas HaKodesh. And this Shemayim called the Arovois, that's where these big Malochim, the Afanim, the Srofim, the Chayat HaKodesh are there. All Malachi HaShoros is there. The Kisa Yaakovit is there. Melech Kel Chai Rom V'Nisa Shechen Aleim. The Arovois. And the Kodesh Baruch himself is like up there in the Arovois, that's the place where Hashem is also. Shinem and Apostolic says, Soilu L'Roiche V'Arovois, because Shemoi. That go right up there in the Arovois, that's because Shema, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Now, so that's all these things are in the Arovois. Now the Gemara says, Shemayim, how do we know that Arovois is also called Shemayim? Asiya Rechiva Rechiva. Then it's there, Shava Rechiva Rechiva. Sivhocha Soilu L'Roichiv Arovois. Says the Lashon L'Roichiv Roid in the Arovois. וכסב הוסם רויכב שמיים ביעזרכו וחושך ביונה ורופל נדוית יהיה. So here says the Russian Reichiv Shemayim Yasrecha. You see the word Reichiv goes on Shemayim. The Mele it says Reichiv Barovis. So both of them have to do with the Shemayim. Fighter v'choshech v'onen v'arofo makif v'noisoi. And the darkness is all around there. Shenema yoshes choshech sisroi svivoisov. Sukosoi cheshchas mayim oveshchotim. That around this Arovis is all the darkness there. Is it true that upstairs in the Arovis where Kodesh Baruch himself lives, there's dark, there's blackness there? For you see, the Pasuk says in the Neil, Hu gole amikoso umesaroso yodo. So much for what of Hashem, there's only gole, there's only light. Parfonim Kodesh Baruch is only light. So how do you say here there's choshech there? And the Gemara, Mai b'chashucha, what does it mean, the darkness? On who remei? It's all part of the pasuk. Mashmud upstairs, there is only light. There's always light here by Hashem. So how can we say now that the choshech and onan varofel are all around?